Shalom Aleichem. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Avodah Zorah Memvav, Avodah Zorah 46a, pagination is 91, on the final line of the Amud, Boi Rabbi Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama asked the following question, dealing on the topic of something that was used for Avodah Zorah. Are we now allowed to use it? And there's a distinction made between using it for private use, where there's certain exemptions, and using it for the Beis HaMikdash, in which we are more strict. So, the question over here is, HaMishtachav Elahar, someone bowed to a mountain, served the mountain as Avodah Zorah. And we could well imagine a mountain might actually have a name in Avodah Zorah culture, and people bow to it. Avon of Mahulam is Bayach. What about excavating, quarrying stones from this mountain and using them to build the Beis HaMikdash? Is that a problem? Rashi on the bottom line points out that Ne'avad Deba'alei Chayim, if an animal was worshipped, Osur L'Gavoa, it's going to be forbidden for the Beis HaMikdash, va'afa gav d'shari lehedyot, even though there are cases that an individual would be able to use such an animal, but for the Beis HaMikdash, it's forbidden. V'kami boile, and therefore we have the following question, on mechubar, on something attached to the ground, will it become forbidden for the Beis HaMikdash? Now, in order to appreciate the question, which is focused on the Beis HaMikdash, we do have to make reference to the Mishnah in the previous session, Memhei Amud Aleph, where we learnt, Eloheihem al Heharim, v'lo Heharim Eloheihem. The gods that are on the mountains were forbidden, but if the mountain itself is a god, that's not what was prohibited. And we had this discussion that something that's found in nature was not tainted by the human being who was doing this Avodah Zorah, idol worship. That item is going to remain intact, permitted, unless something was done to it. It's going to remain permitted, but we're asking, what about for the Beis HaMikdash? On Amud Beis, the Gemara continues the question by explaining it. Yesh ne'evad b'mechubar etzal gavoa, o ein ne'evad b'mechubar etzal gavoa. Do we hold that something worshipped, even though it's attached to the ground, is going to be considered worshipped regarding the Beis HaMikdash, and it'll be forbidden to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, to build the Beis HaMikdash with it? For example, for the stones of the Mizbeach, or does that not apply? And even if you say, maybe by mechubar, by attached things, it does apply for the Beis HaMikdash, meaning it forbids it, but machshirei karbon, kekarbon damu alo. If it's only an opportunity to bring a karbon, but it itself is not the karbon, is that as severe? And the stones being used for the Beis HaMikdash are only machshirei. They're only enabling us to bring the karbon. They themselves are not the karbon. What would the halacha be of in such a case regarding the stones excavated from a mountain that was worshipped to be used for the Beis HaMikdash? The Gemara answers based on the law by Esnan. Esnan is something that was used to pay for immoral behavior, a prostitute's wage, and the rule is Asur b'mechubar ligavoa. For the Beis HaMikdash, even if it's something attached, it's still going to become forbidden. And as such, we make a comparison, lo shana, there's no difference whether it's attached or detached for the Beis HaMikdash. We're going to recognize it as forbidden, even though it's still attached. Indeed, the Rambam in Isurei HaMizbeach, things forbidden to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash, Perek Dalet Halacha Zayin, tells us, HaMishtachav Elahar, if a person bowed to a mountain, even though the mountain is still permitted in benefit on a personal level for the individual, Harei Avonav Asurim LaMizbeach, but you're not allowed to bring those stones for the Mizbeach. V'chein HaMishtachav Elabehema. And the same concept is if an animal was bowed to, Kishem Sheniflasa LaMizbeach, it's going to be forbidden for the Mizbeach. Let's skip down to the bottom of the page, about 8 lines up. Boi Rami Barchama. Rami Barchama asked another question. HaMishtachav Elukom Aschitim Mahu Lemanachos. A person bowed to a field of wheat, still standing, stalks attached to the ground. What would its din be to bring that as an offering in the Mizbeach, meaning cutting the stalks, doing the process, and grinding the grain? And now I have flour and I want to make it into a mincha. Yesh shinui b'ne'evad, o ein shinui b'ne'evad. Will that change which has occurred in the grain be satisfactory so that now I could bring it as a karbon or not? Amar mar zuter b'reider of Nachman toshema, I'd like to bring a proof from the case of a child that's conceived within the mother that was served as an avodah zarah. Kol ha'asurim ligabe mizbeach v'lo dosehen mutarim. The child is going to be permitted. Let's skip to the Gemara on the facing page, Mem Zayin Amar Aleph on the third line. Machlokes kishenirvu ulubasof ivru. The discussion was if the prohibition occurred and then afterwards it conceived the child that's under discussion. Aval ivru ulubasof nirvu divri akol aser. But if the child, the fetus, was there at the time that it was worshipped, so then it is part of the worship and that's not going to be permitted. Vahani nami, and over here also, the person bowed to the field of wheat. Ki ivru ulubasof nirvu. These kernels were included in the worship because it's like conceived and then worshipped, and then the prohibition was done. Hachi hashta. Actually not. Hasa me'ikara behema v'hashta behema. By the case of the fetus, we understand that if it was worshipped while the fetus existed, that's a problem because it was an animal and it's still an animal. Dasha hu da'achiza be'anpa. The womb is like a door that's just locking it in. Hacha, but over here, we go back to our question regarding the wheat. Me'ikara chiti v'hashta kimcha. Originally, it was these wheat kernels and now it's flour. And that's why we had it as a question, because a significant change has occurred. Indeed, the Rambam in Perek Gimel of Isurei Mizbeach, Halacha Yudalid, tells us, HaMishtachav Elokoma, if a person bowed to this field of wheat, Chiteo Mutarim Lemenachos, the kernels are going to end up being permitted for a karban mincha, because it's going to go through a process that will make it flour, shahrei nishtanu, it's going to change. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.